This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. Snow fell the other day. The lights in certain places were if you went to go see him. But if you want some lights, I got the place for you. You want to go look at some Christmas lights? You want to be in the festive flipping spirit? Head to Bristol. Lights on Rosewood. Look them up. They're world renowned, for goodness sakes. And joining me this morning is Lori and Rob Ozenkowski of Bristol. If you live in the area, you know the house. You've probably seen it. I think the space shuttle saw it one day. So thank you for joining me today, guys.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, if people don't know, I don't know why they wouldn't. Give me the 50,000-foot view. What is Lights on Rosewood, and how did it get started?
It started about 13 years ago. Uh-huh. We started with just some basic strobe lights, and, you know, I showed my wife a video on YouTube of some more fancier lights. But I told her we weren't going to go that route. We were just going to keep it simple.
And he lied.
Yeah, and that just did not happen at all. It's called total opposite. So every year we grow and grow, and every year we select a family to raise money for it from the Bristol community, the surrounding communities, and it just snowballed into what it is now, just a big heap of lights that shine really bright.
Yeah. So, I mean, so if people, you know, they go to visit, I want to get into, we'll get into, you know, the meaning of it, like what you guys do, because what you guys do with it is amazing. It's not just a light show. It's a light show for a cause. But, like, everyone wants to know, Rob, when you're done, like, do you just look at it and go, oh, God, I got to take this down now? Like, where and when does it start and when does it end with setup?
I don't think it ever ends. It actually starts right after it ends. It's just, what are we going to do next year? You know, we got to plan ahead.
Cycle.
Yeah, it's just, there's never a dull moment with the lights. There's always something in my head going on, and just trying to plan ahead next year and what we could do bigger and brighter, and, you know, what we could do that's a little different than the typical house with just Christmas lights.
So, like, Lori, when he was like, hey, I'm going to put up, like, some Christmas lights, just a few, and you walked outside and you're like, okay, the house is glowing now. Like, where did you go mentally when that happened?
Well, knowing Rob for so long before this, that's who Rob is. Like, when he gets an idea, he runs with it, he takes off, and it becomes a really bad addiction. So I was surprised, but in the same sense, you know, every year he's like, well, what about this or what about that? You know, this would be cool. And it just keeps building.
But wait, she sounds so innocent. She sounds so innocent. But when I run something by her, I want her to say no. She doesn't say no.
She just gave up, Rob. She's like, you know, fine. Whatever. 77 more light sets? Yes, yeah, have at it, Rob. And she's like plotting, though. She's like, you know, when someone has that miniature pony that I've been wanting, that sucker's coming home and he can't say anything.
Right.
That is true.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. I mean, it's so fun. I mean, we're having a great time talking about it, but it's for a serious cause. Like, when you first started, when you guys first started this, was that the initial plan, or was it just to kind of like, hey, we're going to throw some lights up and be festive?
It was the whole, you know, let's throw some lights up. And then we started small. We started collecting canned goods for the local pantry, and we connected with Brian's Angels. And then there was a tragedy in Bristol, and we heard about it, and it was a murder-suicide, and they had three kids. So we were like, people already come to see the lights. I mean, there's not much of it at that point, but maybe we can do something with it, you know, let it be something that we can turn something, a tragedy, into something a little, you know, bring them a little light to this situation. And all we did was ask for gift cards, stuffed animals, I don't know, books, and just like, you know, but the overwhelming response from the community was we couldn't even accept any more things. So we had to turn it to monetary. We just couldn't accept any like physical things, as such as, you know, stuffed animals and clothes and books. And then that was our first year that started everything. And from that point, we said, okay, every year let's hook up and connect with a family. And it's overwhelming. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Good job, Bristol. Good job on us in Bristol.
You know, oh my God.
You know, making a change. And I mean, that's the thing. It's for a cause. I mean, the community came out in droves to support you guys. And you know, we're going to take, like, you got rolling and then you guys won something, I've heard, with this crazy light show. Like, tell us about how that went.
It was just a small trip to Maui and Hawaii.
Yeah, small, for putting up some Christmas lights. Like, who would have thought?
Yeah. And it all started as a dare from our neighbor right next door. She texted us. She was home from work. She was doing laundry, and she was watching Live with Kelly and Ryan, and she messaged us. She's like, you have to enter. And we're like, no way. Uh-uh. But we did it for her, and we couldn't take her to Hawaii.
We went to Hawaii for it.
You know, you could bring a picture and take, like, selfies in front of the volcano and stuff. But, like, I mean, when that moment happened, did you guys, like, existentially look at yourselves and go, holy crap, did we just do that?
Yeah. It was really the community that did it, because we just threw it out there and, you know, vote for us, you know, but I mean, we never expected it, even when it was down to us and the other people from Ohio. When
Ohio, what do they know about Christmas? New England rules.
Thank God our windows were not open that day that we found out. We were like a bunch of idiots jumping around in the living room. It was so fun. We'll never forget it.
I remember looking out the balcony over at one of the volcanoes. I'm like, I can't believe I'm here just because of our light show. It was unbelievable.
That is awesome. And so this year, you know, like you said, you try to support a family in the community and the surrounding area. Tell us about this year's, like, this girl's amazing. Like, I can't put into words the amazingness of this young lady.
Yeah, her name is Madison Barberry, and she goes by the nickname Birdie. She's 7 years old, and she has Marfan syndrome, which it's a genetic disorder that affects the connective tissue. She has been through so much. She's been to Connecticut hospitals, Boston Children's, New York hospitals. It's unbelievable what she's been through. She can't talk either. But we met her last
our friends and family opening night, and she just got out of the hospital like 2 weeks before that.
Yep.
And she came out in a freezing cold and was out there for at least a half hour, 45 minutes with us.
Or longer.
I mean, I couldn't believe that she did that just to come see the lights. And.
But I swore, her smile on her face was brighter than the lights on our house. It was unbelievable to see someone that age and go through and know that they've gone through that much, and she's just smiling like it's like Rob said before, it's inspiring.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's, I'm sure, definitely one of those things that you guys are now looking like, what do we do next year? How do we make this better? How do we make this better for the next family or person that we're going to help? It's that continual growing that I guess, I mean, it keeps the, no pun intended, the light lit to keep you doing this.
Right.
You know, when I set it up every year, you know, we don't really know the family at that point, because I kind of do a Halloween thing, and it's like, I always kind of think of what this year is going to be about, because you just don't know what it's for. You know, you're doing it for a reason. You don't know until we actually select a family, and, you know, people nominate families. So it's good to hear like how it all kind of comes together just in time for Christmas to get the whole show going.
We threw it out there. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
We had thrown it out there on the Lights on Rosewood page because we figured the community supports us so much, and they show up all the time, that we want them to be part of it. As far as like giving us a story of somebody they know, and a woman, Marissa LaChance, she messaged us, and Rob was actually the first one to read her story out of the two of us. And he looked at me and he's like, Lord, you got to read her story. And I'm like, okay. He's like, nope, you got to read it. I think we found our family. I'm like, oh, okay. And it was amazing. Like, and we connected with her parents, Sharon and Jim. And it's almost like, you know, these people for a really long time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We've never met them before, but we're talking to, you know, each other through text, or, you know, then we met them last weekend, and it's like, you know them. It's unbelievable.
And I mean, the lights on Rosewood, like I said, you know, on the Facebook page, her story's there. You can check it out. You know, the hours, what you guys do is all there. And I mean, I want to give you guys a special shout out because you've expanded not just to the Christmas time. You do other stuff to give back to the community. So, like, thank you from Bristol. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, thank you for the support. I mean, we couldn't do it without the support of the community and you guys. You know, we really couldn't.
Last year we hit a huge milestone, which I never ever thought we'd hit. We hit over $100,000 raised through the years last year.
That is awesome.
I would never believe that would ever happen. It'll be 40 years from now, but there's no way that time period.
Yeah, when we're old and wise.
But never grow up. Now. Please never grow up. Like, that's, I tell my kids that. Get older, but never grow up. Keep the youth. Right, yeah. Keep that energy. And I mean, Rob, you need to keep the energy. You got to string like 17,000 lights next year. So
18,000 we have this year. So
I'm like looking at three sets of lights going, oh gosh, I got to put these up, and then one bulb's going to be out. And the old, you know, the parody Christmas song, when one bulb goes out, they all go out.
Right. Oh, yeah. A little Griswold there.
Yep. So, I mean, what you guys are doing for the community and the city of Bristol is just amazing. So if people want to check it out, it's Lights on Rosewood. Follow them on social. Read the story of Birdie. There's just so many things. I mean, the stories are just endless, and it's something that, you know, you're looking for something to do because in this time of the year, it's dark at like 3:30 in the afternoon.
I know. But we got the lights on.
That's it. The lights are on Rosewood. So there's no reason why you can't go over there, check it out, bring a little something, donate something to the family. Just say thanks to Rob and Lori for what they're doing. And I mean, thanks to the neighbors, I guess you could say, for allowing this chaos to continue.
Great neighbors.
I don't know how they haven't kicked us out of the neighborhood yet, but they're amazing.
So, you know, we'll give an understated shout out to the neighbors for allowing this mayhem to continue. So if you head out there, be polite, people. Like, park respectfully.
Just don't block the drivers. That's all we really ask.
Yeah.
it's like when you go see, like, other light shows, just load everyone up in the minivan, load them up in the station wagon, one car, 17 people, head on over, Lights on Rosewood, check it out on Facebook. So Rob and Lori Ozenkowski, what you guys are doing for the community is just amazing. And the fact you're doing it here, I thank you, because it's things like this that are going on all over right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.